This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says that she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections that saw a record number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing. But she also says it's time for the protest to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
And the vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics and the latest violence, or should say latest evidence, of continued public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that sometime became violent. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators spoke by phone. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday Beijing time with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And a new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims in the country. Xinjiang province. This is VOA News. The White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-effect justification for President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine. That's according to the Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
A federal judge has dealt a setback to President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying before Congress, AP correspondent Mitt Thomas.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena and appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Judiciary Committee's lawsuit challenges the White House rationale that McGahn and other witnesses have absolute immunity from testifying. The outcome could lead to renewed efforts by House Democrats to compel testimony in the impeachment inquiry from other high-ranking administration officials, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. An appeal of the judge's ruling is expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A clash between President Trump and top military leaders has ended with the Navy secretary being fired. AP's Rita Foley.
In the high-profile case of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher.
I wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away. He was a great fighter.
President Trump had Gallagher's rank reinstated to preserve his pension, and according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ordered that a disciplinary review be stopped.
Somebody has their back, and it's called the President of the U.S., okay?
The intervention, though, raises questions about America's commitment to international standards for battlefield ethics. The Pentagon says the president has a constitutional right to intervene, but one retired Navy admiral says he's concerned this will have a chilling effect on Special Forces' willingness to report illegal behavior. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Israel's attorney general has said that, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government, even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet members are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.